You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 as we get set for a big weekend for the Eagles trying to get past whatever the heck that was down in Dallas. And joining us right now for the lunch hour to break it all down is Jason Avant, sponsored by Walnut Street Smiles and Chestnut Dental Studio, part of the Dudat Dental Group, official dentist of the Philadelphia Eagles. Jason, what's up, man?
Jason. I'm excited to be here. Great seeing you, gents.
Yeah, well, you know, great seeing you too.
Of course.
Jason, I'm a little curious, man, because this is my thought process when it comes to fixing this offense as a defender.
Okay,
and that's why I'm excited, and I like the fact that you're here talking about it, you know, because you played offense. But my thought process is this: when it comes to the passing game or the running game, mm-hmm. the running game is null and void because, in my mind, as a defender, we don't throw the ball well, okay. And so I know you can run the ball if given the opportunity. So I'm gonna play heavy run because I feel like, as a defender, you don't throw the ball with consistency, so I'm not too much worried about that. Is that how you see teams playing the Eagles when they play them?
Well, the Eagles are not being overwhelmed in the running game. They're losing their one-on-one matchups. Mm-hmm. Quinnen Williams killed us this game, mm-hmm. and he was worth the picks that they gave up for him. He literally destroyed every one-on-one situation that they had. He didn't get to the quarterback, but he was there in his face and making him uncomfortable at times. And then one-on-one blocks, they got a lot of tackles for loss or Saquon hit in behind the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, teams are keeping the seventh or eighth in the box, but it's not because of that. It's that the guys up front are losing their one-on-one matchups. There's yards to be made, but our line is just not playing well. Mm-hmm. They're not playing well at all. And now, so here's the thing that I will give you when it comes to this topic. Here's the thing. In order for you to run a simple offense passing-wise, you need a run game in order to bring people up. And therefore, it doesn't matter because your linebackers are afraid of the run. And now you can throw behind them with your simple offense. Mm-hmm. But you can't have a non-existent running game with a simple offense. That doesn't work at all.
So basically, you're saying that our offense is simplistic, yeah. and we can't run the ball. So that's really killing us.
And that's what's killing us. It was simple last year.
Mm-hmm. But they can run the ball.
But they can run the ball. So therefore, when the linebackers come up, your best will beat their best, and you're throwing with a lot of open space on the back end because everyone's down. But if you can't run the ball, you need a complex offense. And a complex offense is not what we do.
I guess my next question is the obvious one. Why hasn't – because I look at it like as a defender. You know, every year your defense, you have to throw little wrinkles and stuff in yeah. it to make it different. It's the same defense, but you put little wrinkles in it to make a difference. Why, in your opinion, hasn't this offense evolved evolved at all, it feels like, since I've been here. Been here for 3 years, and it doesn't feel like it's evolving at all.
It does. It's like the stock market, right? It's never consistent. It goes down some years.
Yeah.
And Jalen is getting better, but sometimes he takes leaps down, and you feel it. And mm-hmm. so, and then in two, three years, he'll be great, you know, up high. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, is that they're trying a bunch of stuff, but if you can't block it, it's tough. Like, for an example, there was this play the NFL, you know, posted on social media of Puka Nacua going through the center and a guard.
I saw
and
it,
then
yep.
running left and right. And you saw that, yep. Joe. We actually did that against the Lions, and A.J. Brown still got covered, right? So, like,
so we are trying something.
We're trying things, but A.J. Brown got covered on that. Right. And that had to do with not the coaching. A.J. just got strapped on that particular play. It was drawn up like they wanted it, but he didn't have subtlety. He just ran a basic route. And that's when you get older, you need to add tricks to your bag. Mm. You got to be able to make defenders' feet stop. You got to have some subtlety to your route, some movement. If he leans on you and that doesn't work and you grab, pull yourself back in position, it's not going to be successful. So there's things that they're trying. It's just that when you don't block well, and or your quarterback doesn't show you that he's able to pick up those concepts quick enough. So if you give a simple concept and he's on the wrong side of the field, what would give you the incentive or the idea that he's going to know something that's more complex?
Yeah, probably not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
This segment brought to you by Meineke. It's football season. Make sure your car is game day ready. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you, Meineke.com. All right, it's been clear the whole year. They're struggling to run the ball, right? They're towards the bottom of the NFL, yeah, in all those metrics. And you mentioned they're losing up front. We I think we've all kind of said all year, O-line's not as good, but Saquon's the same.
Okay.
Is that true? Like, it's 13 weeks in now, and Saquon's not getting yards. And Jason, I know it's a very small sample, but every time the ball goes to Tank Bigsby and he gets 8, I'm just like, why is he getting 8? And then the guy that's the guy is getting 1 or 2 or none. When you watch Saquon, what are you seeing right now?
Well, it's a lot. And I'll give this, because I'll preface it like this. When the line is not blocking proper, like, and he's getting hit in the backfield, just like a quarterback when he's getting hit, there's going to be some – Now, I won't say fear, but you can start him a little bit.
Sure,
and
okay.
That's what I feel. I feel like he feels he doesn't have the trust and the faith in the offensive line. So with that being said, I was always taught as a receiver, we're smaller and we have a bigger impact making plays down the field. If you're near the sideline as a receiver, you can go out of bounds. Or you're left over the middle of the field diving for a ball. You can get down and you can kind of mold, get down underneath the hit. As a running back, I was always taught that running backs don't go out of bounds unless it's multiple defenders, and they don't go down just by, you know, circumstance because a person is there. I'm seeing Saquon go out of bounds, being chased out of bounds by nickel cornerbacks and cornerbacks. Like, normally you take that on. And it was a second down late in the game before the 3rd and 2 that Jalen got sacked,
yep,
on.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon tried to cut back into a linebacker. All he had to do is run full speed into a nickelback. And that's a first down. Like, so when you look at that, you're like, dude, is he hungry? Is he satisfied? And that's the difference. Jason Kelce said the best. Hungry dogs run faster. And I think Tank comes in the game knowing that he may not get another rep. Like, he only got one rep that game.
Yeah, he's taking full advantage of it.
He's taking full advantage of it. And I think Saquon is feeling the effects of being hit a bunch. And he is not hungry enough at this moment.
Hugh, when Jason says that, I think back to a conversation you've echoed a few times on the show. A former player that you played with in training camp, you saw him, and he questioned if Saquon would have the hunger that they were now wondering if he has.
I'm not going to say his name again, but you know who it is. But yeah, he said, because he was getting phone calls when he said it. But yeah, he was like, he walked up to me and he said, man, he got paid. He's not going to run the same. The intangibles are different. You know, you're coming off a year where, you know, there was a lot of speculation about what type of running back you were, off hurt. Like, that was the Giants fans. When we got him, that's all I heard Giants fans talk about. Oh, he's always hurt. He's not going to do this. He's going to be hurt. He was none of those things, and he ran with purpose last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit different. Then you got paid in offseason, so, yeah, it's a little bit different.
It's a little different. You have the weight of the franchise on your shoulders, him and Jalen. So you're seeing those two guys are not putting themselves in harm's way. But when it comes to winning football game, especially down the stretch, fourth quarter, you're going to need that, because if you aren't that person and you're not the top tier elite of the elite when it comes to processing and getting the ball out, that can add to your game on those 3rd and 2s, 3rd and 3s. series. Just think about it. A third and two to basically go down and score this game we had the Cowboys.
Yep.
If Jalen is Jalen, that can be picked up with his legs too.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. And we'll go back to the phone lines in a second. Everyone a chance to talk to you, Jason. But that I rewatched that sack a few times this morning. And mm-hmm. and I know things move fast and I'm watching, you know, a quick clip. I feel like Jalen could have run out of there. I mean, there was a spot where the right side, there was a hole. And I mean, you know, there's a lot of mobile quarterbacks in the NFL. I would think he could run up even if he slides. It's 6 yards, first down, chains move. And I don't know why he's not doing that.
Yeah, let me explain that play to the listeners. Like, that play was basically man coverage, and they're depending A.J. Brown to win on the slant. But what do we do at the end of the game every game? We run hitches and we run slants. So Deron Bland turns from a feather corner, a guy that lets you release any way that you want because he thinks he's faster than you. He turns into Brandon Bronner and just stays hard inside. A.J., you are not getting inside. Kenneth Murray, the backup, Mike Backer, because Logan Wilson wasn't in the game. He forgets Jalen Hurts. He's actually a spy on Jalen Hurts. He knows the slant's coming, and he runs to the slant. That should have alerted Jalen Hurts right away that I can run this ball. Yeah. I can run this ball. The guy that's spying me took off, said, forget it.
The middle of the field is open, yeah.
I know a slant's coming. So, yes, you're completely right. But I would have loved in that play Devontae Smith, backside, Siavon Revel Jr., who's going to be a good player one day, but got every pass completed on him in that game, one-on-one. Audible to Devontae. He has the best matchup. Why go best on best when you got a best on a guy that's inexperienced that's given up every target thus far?
Yeah, it was a frustrating play, and obviously from there the game was lost. Let's go to the phone lines here. Luann in Westmont is up. Hey, Luann.
Hey.
Hey, Luann. What's up? We got you, Luann. What are you feeling today?
I just think they're all a bunch of wussies.
Okay.
Dallas, I tip my hat off to Dallas because they took advantage of all the Eagles' mistakes. You know, that Cooper DeJean penalty, that he, you know, he was all over the guy. I mean, they got to clean up their act.
Well, I agree with that. They got to clean 14 up. Penalties.
They
got to
clean up their act. And if they lose Friday at home, I don't have the money to go to a game. I would like to go, but I'm not. I'm not going to sit with all those rowdy fans.
They get rowdy.
Know?
They do get rowdy.
They are rowdy. And then they all get in their car and they drive home and half of them are pissy-ass drunk.
Well, they better be careful. Everyone's better.
Yeah, they cracking down on that.
Get you an Uber.
What's your name?
My name is Joe, and that's Hugh, and we have Jason.
Oh, okay. All right. And yesterday I was listening to Ike, Spike, and what's his name?
Fritz.
Jack Fritz.
Yeah, and I think I was listening to Ike. Mm-hmm. Give that man knows his football.
Yeah, he does.
All my brothers play
Hugh
football.
Does not.
Hugh does not. My,
do you think Hugh knows his
who
football?
Is Hugh? We don't even know who he is.
Yeah, who the hell is that?
They don't know even who he is.
I remember when Angela Cataldi. I'm sure. Is he still alive?
He knows a lot.
He's still
with us.
Okay, I don't know. I don't hear anything about Angela anymore.
Oh, no, Angela retired.
Angelo's very alive. He's certainly with us.
He's still here.
Okay, I bet you he's having a fit.
Oh, yeah.
He did have it. Actually, Luann, he writes a blog now, and I was reading it, and he titled it Dumb and Dumber about Sirianni and Petullo. So Angelo's very upset they're losing games like this.
Yeah. But still, you can't blame the coaches.
So
what happened to what's his name? The defense guy.
Vic Fangio.
I mean, what happened to his defense?
Well, they had
a tough Sunday.
These jokers are going out to play. Yeah. And they thought they were going to run up the score, and guess what?
Just rolled their helmets out there with the Kelly Green.
Right, exactly. Dallas, thank God for Dak. I mean, I was cheering at the end of the game for them.
Wait, you were cheering for Dak? No, we can't do that.
We can't do that.
Now that's saying may the better team win. Well, the better team won the other day.
Well, that might be true on that day. We can't root for Dak.
I'm sorry, but Jalen, they got to just keep on running the ball.
Well,
I don't know why they don't do it.
It's hard to run the ball.
And Jalen could be a little wussy. Oh, they're all wussies.
Know what, Luann? I don't know if you ever want to do this. I think Luann should have her own show on WIP. Luann, you got takes. All right, Luann, we want
to
give you...
Yeah, I'd like to join Rhea.
All right, you know what? We're going to tell Rod Lakin, our boss here, that Luann and Westmont needs her own show. All right, Luann, we want to help you get this prize here. Give us two foods that pair well together. Two foods.
Two what?
Two foods.
Two foods.
Yeah, two foods.
I did tell them, chicken wings and onion rings.
Chicken wings and onion rings.
Yeah, that's a good snack for to watch the game.
Luann, I'm with
that's
you.
A snack.
Luann is awesome.
That was one of the best calls we've ever gotten.
Best call all day. Who are you guys?
Is Cataldi alive?
Ike Spike, and what's his name? Is Angelo alive is my favorite caller of the year.
What's your name?
Yeah, he'll be back on next Wednesday, same time. That is crazy.
It was so good. All right, let's see if we can replicate that. OG Wade up next on WIP. OG!
I don't know about this.
That was so good.
You call my dog a little, you know what I mean? Come on, man. Hey,
yo. Hey, how are you going to bounce back from her calling her to Wussy?
You know you shut her down.
Hey, man, you know you got to respect your elders, dog. You got to respect
she
your elders.
She didn't even know who Hugh was.
Hey, hey, listen, when the OG's talking, man, you know, you got to
surprise you guys didn't pull a cord. I was,
I was going to let her go longer.
We respect our elders around these parts, man.
Hey, listen, on this one there, right, and I don't want to really – over-criticized Vic Fangio, but I think in that Cowboys game, Vic took his foot off the pedal way too soon. You hung two safeties up in the clouds, just and then have an 11-on-9 play in the first half. That's you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like because basically all Dak did was took all the underneath. He took everything you was giving him. You know what I'm saying? We didn't trust him or nothing. I know that's you, but I'm just saying I would like to do that in the third or fourth quarter. I don't do that in the first quarter if I'm up 21.
Yeah, but
I want to keep the pressure.
If your defense is dropping like flies, dog, you got to kind of adjust a little bit.
At this point, they wasn't. This was the first half. This was in the first half before halftime. We were up 21-0, and coming out on that defensive possession, our safeties were so far back you couldn't even see them on the TV screen. So all Dak was doing was taking all the underneath stuff, and that got them into that position to get that 7 points. So we go in now up only 14, which made a huge difference. I think we should have kept the pressure on them at least until after halftime. Then you make them methodically move the ball because you burning clock there. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
I got to get in there. I got to get in there. Before that half, what happened on it wasn't a bunch of underneath plays. It was three holdings on one particular play that Kevontae Turpin caught over the middle and had a 50-yard gain that got them into position to score.
Boy, he can run. He's fast.
Right? Yeah. So it wasn't that. Like, if any one of those holdings would have been called, I'm talking about they were egregious, bad, right in front of the referees. Jalen Phillips actually ran over the left guard, Trey Smith, and whenever you run over an offensive lineman, that's supposed to be holding if he pulls you down. That happened play. Nolan Smith won clean, and Guyton grabbed him, and then Moro Joma was facing the opposite direction. So that one particular play caused us to give up all those yards. It wasn't a bunch of plays. It was that one play. Sorry, I know that game.
He
watched a lot of film.
Yeah.
That's why we got him.
I get what you're saying on that, but still, the safeties were still hung up, right?
Yeah, so it's cover four.
Let's just say if the safety was down, right, and we played the one high like we were doing all game with Cooper DeJean roaming around, they don't get that Turpin catch. You see what I'm saying? Because he caught it in the zone. You know what I'm saying? Where he was able to get those yak yards. And sure, the penalty that was uncalled, that's neither here nor there. You know, I mean, I don't want to make too much big deal about it, but I just thought that was a little too soon to be putting up two high safeties and doing a
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Event in the first half of a game when we
it was a big play. I mean, the play itself did swing things because it was 21-0, 2:45 to go, and then they go down and they get that touchdown. All right, OG, what do you got for us? Two foods that pair well together.
I'm a pancake and eggs guy.
Pancake and eggs. It's a good breakfast, OG.
But I like them dark, though. I like my pancakes dark. You know, I don't like that light skin stuff they're doing right now. It's hard to get a dark pancake now. What's going on around?
Well, can't you just keep it on the skillet and cut your 30 seconds?
That sounds a little burnt, OG.
That's how I like it.
I like them golden brown.
Who wants a burnt pancake?
I won't.
Dry.
It's not all the way brown. I'm talking about where you see the little dark on the edges. Come on, man.
I know you used to cast iron skillet and all of the ingredients that Grandma had in it beforehand is kind of left on the pan.
The extra butter on there. It kind of crystallizes the extra butter.
These damn air fryers and every damn thing. You can't
air fry pancakes. Oh, you do air fry pancakes.
Air frying pancakes. Come on. Get a skillet out and make a pancake the right way. OG, good phone call, man. Happy Thanksgiving. I just rewatched that play, the holding. Phillips is on the ground. I see it now.
Pulls him down, and then Nolan beats Guyton smooth, and then he hooks him around his waist on the left side.
Dak made that play with his legs. I felt like that moved people around because almost had him. Then he bought time, and then it felt to me, just watching from this clip, that Cooper kind of lost track of Turpin in the middle of the field.
Well, it's because Dak got out of the press, out of the
pressure.
Yeah, I got out of the pocket, so it was easier for him to see it and make the play because he's looking at Dak at that point.
Let me ask you this because we're kind of working through the game here, and OG's talking about the end of the first half, right? Dallas is 21-0 Eagles. Dallas scores 2 minutes or so to go. Or they get down 2 minutes to go, they score with less than a minute to go. What did you think about the Eagles' decision to not push for points? They had 17 seconds, ball in the 28, two timeouts. They're in a dome. They have been throwing the ball the whole first half pretty well, right? AJ's been cooking. I just felt like running the ball there is basically taking a knee into the half. Like I feel like the Eagles have gotten weirdly conservative, Jason, around halves, where in the past they used to push it. And I'm not saying that we're guaranteed to get a touchdown or even a field goal attempt or anything like that. But what's the worst that happens? Like, we all think Jalen's good at protecting the ball. I doubt he's going to throw an interception there. Why not push to get in field goal range?
Well, I just think it's been the MO of the team this year. I think that they felt the momentum swing. I thought that Turpin play swung the momentum for the game, and I don't think the Eagles recovered from that particular play. And so I thought that they were viewing it from a momentum perspective rather than just, you know, it's 17 seconds. We have two timeouts. Let me try to get in field goal range. I thought it was they were f- feeling like, hey, listen, the momentum is on their side. The last thing we need is a pick and them get more points before halftime.
But couldn't we take back the momentum by getting 25 yards and a field goal?
Yeah, I don't know if you're I get your point. Yeah. I'm just telling you from what like you a think, coaches yeah, and yeah. in the game perspective, a lot of that is based on that.
After the game, Dak was on Fox with Tom Rinaldi, and it was him and Pickens.
Talking about the momentum swing.
And Dak, and they asked Dak, Rinaldi asked Dak, like, when did you guys feel like you could come back? And mm-hmm. he said, when we got into the half down only 14, we felt like, and I'm like, well, maybe we could have made it 17, and then maybe Dak in that locker room doesn't feel that way.
Can I say this? On that first touchdown to George Pickens, in my life, in my entire football life,
what was it?
They ran a flat route.
That's what it was.
Just
a
dude run to the sideline, to the pot from outside. I have never seen that happen in my entire time.
George Pickens is different,
though. Pee-wee, high school, no, anything. I've never seen it. Usually, when you catch a flat route, it's going to be like a pick or second guy running through somebody to the flat. An outside receiver just doesn't run to the pylon. I was like, that's that was Odoree Jackson. I was like, that's horrible.
Well, they picked on Odoree there.
That was horrible coverage. Like that's as bad as you can get.
My question to you is this, because we're all talking about this offense and what it is or what it isn't. How can we get it to a point where we can be formidable again, in your opinion? Like, how can we change, like, tweak some things? Because, you know, you can't change. We're too far into this to change a whole lot. How can we tweak this to make it better?
All right, so they need a guy that's logging the routes for the receivers. They need a guy, like a statistician, a guy that knows, okay, A.J. Brown has run 4 slants already. It's time for the adjustment to that slant, the complement route. It's time for a slant and go.
You mean like because when you run the route tree, it's a pat like you run like certain patterns that look like certain routes, but you can break it off and change.
But you always have an alternate to a route.
Okay.
And the Eagles don't do a good job of mixing in their alternates in order to keep the defense honest. Mm-hmm. Right? So if you're not running concepts that are complicated, you're running individual routes. Make sure the guy has all the adjustments to that one particular route. So if I put Devontae on 3 posts in this game, why can't he run 2 post corners in order to keep the defense? Even if it doesn't work, now the defender is going to be honest at the end of the game because he know that you have the ability to run a post corner. And I don't think our offense does that. And if you get a statistician, a guy that's logging that, you'll know when they're ripe in order to get the adjustment.
I know what you're saying because you're talking about – because I remember like corners – they anticipate certain routes by the way your break, like when you dig, when you run out and you dig and you stop.
Yeah.
They anticipate, and that's why they jump the route. Asante Samuel used to be really good at that.
So like if you keep running slants, the guy's gonna know, okay, in this situation you're gonna do it. We saw it 2 times. The end of the game against the Lions, the guy set on AJ Brown's lightning hitch route, right? He set on that stop route, the deep stop, and then in this game, he said on the slant route. But why aren't we calling the adjustments to keep these guys honest? I'll give you a play that happened over this week. I don't know if you guys seen the J.C. Horn pick against the 49ers.
Yeah, is it the one where he was kind of coming across feel like a robber?
Yes.
Yeah.
He wasn't a robber. He was just in cover 4. But he saw the formation 3 times.
So he ran across the field because he knew it.
He saw the same formation, the same motion 3 times. And he said, I know this play, and that's what happens. On the last time you run it,
Purdy looked shocked that he was there.
No, he wasn't supposed to be there. Yeah. He got the quarter on the other side of the field.
Right.
It's just that the guy's intuitive enough to know, oh, I seen this guy. He goes in motion. It's the 3rd time that they run it. I'm going to go and pick this ball. And that's what you give the defense the ability to do if you keep running the same plays, the same formations. They play football too. And even though you have the perfect coverage, they're going to make up for their weaknesses and overplay a coverage.
Yeah, it's a good point. All right, we got a lot to discuss here. Jason Avant with us. You can hop on the phone lines. 215-592-9490 for CombOcon. Looking today as we give away a big prize for food combinations, 2 things that go together with food. All right. We also want to ask Jason about something Shiel Kapadia said he noticed about the passing game on film. See if Jason agrees. And we'll get into the matchup. It's a big one Friday with the Chicago Bears. How good is this 8-3 Bears team? We'll get to it all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. One of Hugh's favorites.
Got to start with the man in the mirror, man. We're trying to fix this thing.
Yeah, we are. We are trying.
Accountability.
Yeah, well, that's what we do here on the Midday Show. A lot of accountability. Jason Avant here with us to help us with some accountability. Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS at Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls and some thoughts on this this Bears game. But first, Jason, curious if you have seen it similar to Shio Kapati, our buddy Shio Kapati. Listen to what he said as he watches the film of the Eagles offense, specifically what he's seeing when he watches Jalen Hurts.
The Hurts stuff, it is just very hard to understand what determines whether he's willing to pull the trigger or not on some of these throws. You know, like you're saying, he's doing it early on. We've seen him do it before. We've talked about it when he does it. And then there are other plays where we're not in his head. We don't know exactly what he's feeling, but you look at it on film and you go, the ball's supposed to go there. He's looking right at it. He has protection. Why is he not throwing the ball? And you don't have to believe us saying that. Devontae Smith was mic'd up saying the exact thing a couple of weeks ago. I can't explain it. I don't know if it's just he's saying, hey, this is the score. He's calculating all these things in his head, saying, let's not turn the football over. Maybe there's something happening that we don't see. I don't know, but it is frustrating to watch on film. There were certainly those occurrences in this game where you say, if you're like Kevin Petullo or Nick Sirianni, you're saying, we're taking all this heat. Look at this play. You know, the ball's supposed to, we repped it on Thursday and Friday and he threw it and we don't know why he didn't throw it here. There are those aspects to the Eagles film as well. So again, it's not just one thing. There are things the coaches could do better. There's no doubt about it. We hammer those every single week. There are the turndowns from Jalen Hurts. There are offensive line things.
Jason, when you watch it, do you get or do you wonder the same thing Shield does? Like, what is determining why he does or does not pull the trigger?
Well, it depends on the game.
Okay.
In this Dallas game, you can't say that. The only play that you can say that they were totally, you know, beat on was the 3rd-and-2, right? So there is options for Jalen Hurts. He didn't take those options, and okay, that's the play. Other than that, Jalen moved the ball mm-hmm. and was pretty effective in the game. The thing that hurt the Eagles' offense was an untimely penalty.
A lot of them.
They had, you know, eight possessions, I believe, in the second half or whatever it was. Not eight possessions, but after the 21-0. And they had the ball at the fringe area four times. And every single one of those times, it was a false start. It was a illegal formation. It was a phantom, you know, pass interference on, you know, Devontae. On a Dallas Goddard one, like there was a phantom one. So it was something that would knock us out, and then you have the Saquon fumble. And so in the second half, they were firing all cylinders in the first half, and then late in that second quarter, that's when all the penalties start to just compile. And that was the reason this game. It wasn't because Jalen was missing a bunch at all, and he threw the ball and he took chances. Now, in games prior, there are definitely times where you wonder, the Green Bay game, like, yo, get the ball up.
Right.
And throughout the season, you have those moments where there's one-on-ones and the guys are just like, hey, just throw it, like, and I'll make you right. So I think that over the last few games, he is correcting that. In the Detroit Lions games, guys were dropping balls. And he was throwing it to the right place. The wind would get it. Or guys were – I talked about A.J. Brown. They run him up between the guard and the tackle and the tight end.
Right.
And he didn't uncover. Like, what else do you want the man to do? So, yes, there's times, but these last two games, it wasn't because he was looking at things. He was let down, and it was penalties in these last two. But previous to that, he's accurate.
Okay. So you mentioned there that there's a lot of penalties on Sunday.
In some games. Like the Vikings games, he was great. And yep. Then it was a home game that he was great, too.
Giants?
Devontae was
Giants game.
Yeah, Giants game.
That was
great.
That was probably the best game they played overall with the offense the whole year.
Yeah, and AJ wasn't even in that game.
Yeah, he wasn't. Right?
You know, so, yeah.
So you mentioned the penalties. There was a lot of them. What happened on the one where Pryor was in and then he was kind of covered up? Because there, it seemed like no one wanted to talk about what happened on that. Is that a matter of the receivers got to get off the line so that he can get on it?
Joe, that pissed me off. Let me tell you why it pissed me off. Not the play in itself, because people are going to make mistakes. Mm. But it's the post game that pissed you off. Mm. When you ask A.J. Brown the question directly and he says, oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
I saw that.
It wasn't me.
I saw that.
Like, because that tells me that you don't know what the hell is going on the field, because I know what's going on. I've been in that position.
Sure.
So you're basically either you Donald Trumping me or you don't know what the hell is going on.
We're talking politics on this.
Yeah, show. You know what I mean? So yeah, you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know what you're doing. So A.J. Brown is supposed to be off on that. Matt Pryor's at the tight end position. It's the extra O lineman. He's at the tight end position. So you back off the ball. And that's simple. I'm not mad at the mistake being made. It's not something that you practice all the time.
Right, it's not but a play they run
the,
off in, yeah.
It's the press conference and him not knowing that he was at fault. Now, that's a bigger issue because if you don't know at this stage in your career that you're at fault on that play, it's a problem.
You know what? I saw that, and I saw your response to when you saw that play. It was, to me, it was the smirk. It was kind of the smirky look. Like I like AJ, and he's been under a lot of fire lately, man, but you have to be able to read the room, and you have to know that, you know, you can't – the way you present, especially now, because we're in a situation where you're looked at as the bad guy. Mm-hmm. And when you present that way, it just adds fuel to the fire for people when they get mad at you. So you can't do that. The smirk got me.
Yeah.
Well, and it's a matter of, like, you're a captain on the team. Like, like you said, things happen. That's not a play they run very often. But if it was him, he could just say, that's on me. Like, it's okay.
That ball was down. Dallas got that play was run twice. Both of them call back, right? So that's annoying. But that play got us down to, like, the 35, 36. We're already in field goal
that
range.
Play clearly works if they just stop messing up on it.
Yeah, that now we're in a position to, you know, get points in that, you know, and that's one of those second half positions where you get points. I will say this about that game, and this is going to the other side of the ball. Defense, I don't know what we saw on film. If George Pickens scared our defensive backs or whatever it was, this man had so much free access, and that's so unlike the Philadelphia Eagles cornerbacks. We get in people's face. This man ran off the ball at his leisure at any time. Everyone was afraid to press him, and I don't understand why. Yes, he's a strong dude, and he bullies people in the run game. But that shouldn't deter you from getting in faces. And that's a problem because when your second level doesn't reroute and you have one-on-ones down the field, when guys are running full speed, you're not going to be successful. And guess who does these stacks and bunches and makes you play like that?
Chicago,
because Ben Johnson. And if we're not willing to be physical and reroute receivers within that 5 yards, we're not going to have success on the back end. So we got to bring it. That last play with Quinyon, when Pickens caught the slant and got picked off by Michael Carter, that's on Quinyon. Everyone says Michael Carter. No, go up and press him. It's 3rd and 2. You can't give up any more yards. They're in field goal range already.
Yeah, like why are you giving them the space to get it going anyway?
They can't do that.
What did you think? And then we'll get back to the Bears thing in a second. And we found the cut of AJ just so everyone could hear what Jason is talking about. But what did you think of Cooper on the outside? He was kind of forced into it. I felt like they were throwing at him when he was there. Now, I realize it's on the fly, tough spot, but people have wondered for a while, could he play outside? It wasn't a great day for him on Sunday.
Yeah, it wasn't a great day, but you're talking about guys that are like high 50-50 catch guys, you know, like 50-50 balls. They're going to go up and get those. I will say this, he's in position, and it's the NFL. You're going to have games like this. There was not a time where you're looking at it like it was a Dory Jackson where he's 5 or 6 yards separation and running. Coop was in position to make plays every one of those times. Now, guys made better plays on the ball than him, so I wouldn't be alarmed. Can he play out there? He can. He was in position. That's what you would ask for. And if we have safeties hurt, I don't know if he'll be out there, but I think he may go back to safety if Blankenship is not there.
Okay, let's hear. So we found the cut. This is what Jason was referencing. A.J. Brown after the game. This is the play where in the prior, the illegal formation because they weren't aligned correctly. Here is A.J. react to that after the game when asked what happened there.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I don't think it was me, though. Like, you got to know why the mistake was made.
Of course you do.
That's it. Like, because going forward, I don't know if it's going to happen again if you don't know. You know, so that's it. I'm not trying to over-criticize AJ. It just was perplexing to me. So now, in a game, I'm like, that's unfortunate. But after the game, I'm like, damn, did he learn the lesson?
Yeah, and look, to me, he's a captain. Like, you either have to know or just take responsibility. It's a weird spot. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Kyle in Middletown up on WIP. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Kyle. What's up?
Call.
You got it, Kyle. What are you feeling?
All right, so I think it's really egregious that Tank Bigsby only got one carry. And I know a lot of people are saying, I forget exactly who brought it up, might not even been on the show. I listen to all this stuff. I'm a huge Eagles fan. But that, obviously, he's not even comparable to Saquon Barkley, and we all know that. We all know Saquon's the better back. We all know that he got the big contract. We all know that this offense needs to be ran and featured with Saquon Barkley. But the fact that he's getting 8, 9, 10 yards every single time, you got to give him the ball more. And also, to my point is, every single time we've seen a running back go over 2,000 yards and carry the ball, what did he touch the ball, 500 times last year?
Close. I think it was like 480, and when you add it all together, it was an enormous amount.
So we should have known, obviously, that because he took that many, you know, he took all those carries and took all that contact, that he would probably have a down year, because throughout history, I've never seen a running back go over 2,000 yards and then repeat it again the next season. That's fine. That doesn't mean he's cooked. That just means he took a lot of hits last season. So I think it should have been more in our game plan and our scheme just going into this year for the second running back to carry the ball more. And then now, look, you see Tank carrying the ball more, and he clearly gives you a little bit more juice for whatever reason. Maybe he's a little bit – he's fresher, maybe just the change of pace, the different look. But the fact that he got one carry is just – I know KP gets a lot of hate. I know – people, that's basically the whole topic of this season so far amongst the fans, is fire KT. But he's kind of earning it when, you know, like, correct me if I'm wrong, would he be the guy that makes that decision to put Tank in there? And I know Saquon's a super humble guy, you know, so I don't think it would hurt his feelings.
And I was mentioning earlier, Kyle, last year, now they were running the ball more effectively last year in general, and they had more time of possession. But last year they used to do a thing where it used to be a Kenny Gainwell series every now and then, right?
Yeah. I remember that.
Right, and obviously Saquon still got a lot of carries, even though, you know, Gainwell got a series. I'd be up for that. Just, like, give Tank a series, and if he runs well, great.
I don't know. And I like that if you're running the ball effectively.
Right.
Saquon only had 10 carries in this game. They didn't run the ball, period, in this game. It was sporadic.
It was only 11 by the two backs combined.
Yeah, combined. Yeah. They didn't run the ball. That wasn't a part of the game plan, so it seems.
And it seems like the run got abandoned. And let's face it, if this is last season, we're up 21-0. What do? We pound the rock
of course,
the whole second half, and nobody's even you know, getting close to cutting into that lead because we're just controlling the game. The defense obviously was getting tired. I think that may have had something to do with the DBs dropping like flies because they were on
playing
the field.
Off, maybe like, playing off a little bit as well.
Well, when the offense goes three and out every time, the defense is going to be tired.
Exactly.
And you're stopping the clock by passing the ball so much, so you give them unlimited opportunities to come back.
It felt like Dallas had forever. 21-0, usually the game's almost over. This time it was like, man,
forever.
There's 40 minutes left this game. Kyle, what do you got for us? What are two foods that pair well together?
I'm going to do the good old fish and chips.
Fish and chips is a good one. Kyle, I like it, but
it's England.
Fish and chips. A classic one, Kyle. We appreciate it. All right, so Jason, you were mentioning earlier the Bears, some stuff they do. Overall, what do you think of that team? Because when the season started, you know, I knew they'd be improved just because they got a better coach, and the quarterback probably would take a jump from last year. I didn't see 8-3 coming. Now, they've done it in kind of a weird way, a lot of close wins, but how good do you think Chicago is?
Chicago's a really good football team, and what they do well is turn the football over. They have guys on the back end. We know Kevin Byard. He was here, but he's playing extremely well for them. League leader in interceptions, him and J.C. Horn. And then a guy that is so wiry and rangy on the outside that was going to give A.J. Brown a bunch of problems is Nashawn Wright. And Nashawn Wright, you saw the pick that he had on SportsCenter all over this year, and he's tops in the league when it comes to interceptions. And so, and then we know this team, right? So you have Montez Sweat with the Commanders.
Yep.
You got Grady Jarrett, who was with the Falcons, right? So you have these TJ, you know, can't even come to my brain right now.
TJ Edwards, the linebacker from the Eagles.
From us. So you have a bunch of these guys that we know, and it's Dennis Allen's defense, so we play the Saints multiple times. So we know this team. They're playing extremely well. They have, in the secondary, I love because they have Al Harris back there. You can tell he has that dog, and they play with fire. Their secondary plays with fire.
I'm not surprised they're taking the ball away with him there because Dallas's defense took the ball away when he was there.
Exactly. Al Harris got these guys taking the ball away. So it's a very cautious game plan and knowing where the defender is on when you're on offense and take your shots when you have to. And then it's basically the Detroit Lions offense that we just played a few weeks ago. But they have their personnel is not better. But they have a lot more people that they can go to.
Mm. So it's not as just like it's going to Amon-Ra every other time, right? They have more guys.
No, they have more guys, right? So you have Cole Kmet, you have Loveland that they can get those guys to get the ball to, and then you have Luther Burden who they play a lot, who was drafted in the second round this year, and you have Roma Dunze, and then you have DJ Moore. So you have a bunch of different guys. Dunze being a big target, a middle sized guy, and Luther Burden, and then DJ Moore that can do any gadget thing. So they have a bunch of players that they get the ball to. Like, and the quarterback is growing at a rapid pace. He's growing from the first game to this game. Like, he's doing some complex stuff and getting the ball to guys. He misses a bunch of easy ones, but he's good.
Yeah, okay. I was going to ask you about Caleb particularly because you look at some of his numbers, like, I don't know, and then others are way – his sack numbers are way down. He took a million sacks last year. Now he's not taking any sacks. His completion percentage, though, is very low compared to, like, most guys in the NFL. I think it's just about 60%.
Yeah.
But it does feel like just watching them – he feels like he's playing a lot better.
Yeah, he misses some easy throws, but late in games, he figures it out.
Yeah.
Like, late in games, he figures it out. They do a bunch of things that I think is complicated for a young quarterback. So in a year or two, he's going to be very good.
Mm.
Like, in a year or two, he's going to be amazing. So, like I said, like, when you're in these stacks and these bunches and receivers are switch releasing, they're going to one another's position, it's hard to read the underneath coverage. And that's what Ben Johnson is making him do. Sort of like you see Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff do. He's there making him do that now. And yes, he struggles at it, but eventually he's going to be dynamic at it.
Hugh, it sounds to me like we've got a challenging game coming up.
No, it does, man. And you know, the thing about, I know a little bit about the personnel that Chicago has up front. They're a little smaller defense, so it's not going to be like the bigger defense that we faced this weekend, like last weekend. But they try to get after the quarterback a little bit, you know, with the stunts and everything.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Jalen Hurts has always played well versus Dennis Allen defenses.
He has. I mean, some of his first big games were against the Saints.
Yeah, so he's played well. The only thing I'll say is that they don't have the same personnel. So when you have Nashawn Wright out there, you have Stevenson, Tyreek Stevenson, like, these guys can cover. So we're going to have to be special. And I didn't even mention Brisker. I love him as a safety. Like, he can run, can move, he hits. They're a good team. Do I think the Eagles can win this game? Yeah, I definitely think they can win this game.
They better win this game.
Yeah, well, they better.
but this is not an easy game. It's not an easy game.
This thing when you mark off the says, yeah,
No.
The beginning of the year, I looked at it. I was like, oh, that's a good spot for the Eagles. Now I'm like, this is going to be a real challenge. It feels like that. Let's go to T in South Philly. What's up, T?
How y'all
doing? What's up, buddy?
First of all, I was about to say something real quick, but I got to tell you, Jason Avant, listen, you too smart for the radio. Yo, you got me scared of the Bears, man.
No, man. What? I'm just. You always, as a person that looks at the game, you always looking at their potential. You never go into a game as a player and saying like, "Yo, we just gonna be better." So that's just my perspective as a player. Hugh knows what I'm talking about. You always want to upplay what they do well, so you can be prepared.
You never want to overlook anybody.
Yeah,
I can dig it. But then they got CJ back there too, though. But listen,
and I forgot CJ.
Yeah, which is ironic. Our safeties are banged up, and they're coming in here with two former Eagles safeties. Go ahead, T.
And they got Swift.
Yep.
But look. I'm a big brother to everybody on the Eagles because I love the Eagles. So I'm about to come at everybody, and I'm gonna praise a couple people. Listen, Nick Sirianni, right? He is fault because he should have been learned how to call plays by now. Like he should have been learned. And took stuff from everybody that was in the coordinator position and tried to get something and said, man, let me find a way how to be a coordinator. Now, Hurts, I'm about to come at him. You've been in the league for a little while now, bro. You got to get your anticipation better, bro. Like, that's the reason why the passing game do not look good because he don't anticipate. Anticipation is throwing the ball before the person turn around. He got to wait. A.J. Brown messed our team up with all this old selfish stuff that he's doing. Like, he's really killing us with the selfish stuff. I don't care what everybody say. Oh, he's trying to help the team. We ain't looking good. No, that dude is really selfish. Like, everybody keep on saying it. No, he's selfish because we're winning, and he's still complaining no matter what. Even when 2-3 years ago when we was at the Giants game, he was complaining. He always doing his little game stuff that he's playing with the media and all this stuff. We don't need that on our team. That's why we trying to pass the ball. If we kept on running, we'd have been good. Now, Saquon, you did good last year, though, but I think he's feeling himself because he's trying to cut and spin and do all this old juking and all this stuff to make himself look pretty because last year he was pretty. I want him to get back to running downhill. You know what I mean? Now I'm going to praise my boys. I feel sorry for little bony Smitty because he put his head down, he worked, and he do his thing. And also Howie be trying his best to get everybody on the team to do their thing. You know what I mean? So I'm a big brother to my team. I love my team. And everybody on the team is acting real weird. We got to play ball. I don't understand it. It's weird.
And he cooking, though.
He is cooking. Yeah, they got to get on the same page, T. We're trying to win again. All right, T, what do you got for us? Two foods that go well together.
Macaroni and yams, baby.
Macaroni and yams. All right, T, we got you, buddy. We appreciate your phone call. So speaking of all that, mac and cheese, yams tomorrow.
Hey, man, listen, the trinity of the black community right there growing up. Macaroni, yams, and greens right there.
Who are the greens? Hey, some good collard greens. Do we do it the old school fat back, or do they turkey
the
leg?
You got the turkey leg now.
The turkey leg now, because it used to be back the fat back.
Yeah.
I'll sprinkle some collard greens.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, tomorrow we hear you're frying one tomorrow? You frying a turkey?
Yeah, my first time frying a turkey. I got all the YouTube videos going in the house right now.
Please fry that thing outside.
Yeah, it's outside.
Yeah, be careful.
It's outside. They say it's the number one day in the country for house fires.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it is.
Everyone thinks they know what
and
they're
make
doing.
Make sure you dry the bird out, man. You got to have a bird. I've not done one before, but I know that it has to be. You got to get all the moisture
out of it.
Yeah.
So you're prepping that thing tonight and tomorrow?
Yeah, brine it tonight. Yeah. Then I inject it and do that for a couple hours, let it sit in there, then I'll fry it later.
That sounds awesome. Jason, we appreciate hopping in as always, and have a great Thanksgiving, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
You guys too.
There he goes, Jason Avant. The lunch hour, Jason Avant, was brought to you by Walnut Street Smiles and Chestnut Dental Studio, part of the Dudat Dental Group, official dentists of the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, your phone calls. We'll guess the takes for week 13 in the NFL, and wait till you hear this take by a caller on Chicago radio about this game on Friday. You're not going to want to miss that. Next, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. This Thanksgiving, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. Start a group build, add your pick, then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you just lock into a group parlay with your own funds because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use on their build. I'm going Jahmyr Gibbs, anytime touchdown. And how about Rashee Rice and Gabe, too? Grab your crew, start your build, and get in on the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
You know how in football, timing is everything?
You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.